I breezed into the office, checked a stack of mail on my desk, and noticed that Drover was already there, gawking at me. I gave him a stiff nod. "Oh, so it's you."
"Thanks, me too. How was your day?"
"My day was..." I allowed my gaze to drift around, then I dropped it on him like a hammer. "Drover, I've decided to forgive you."
"Oh, good. Thanks."
There was a moment of silence.
"What did I do?"
"You stood by and watched while I consumed toxic quantities of green grass."
"Yeah, but..."
"It made me sick. I could have died."
"Yeah, but..."
"Drover, I thought we were comrades, friends, partners in the journey of life."
"Yeah, but you said..."
"I know what I said, but you stood there and let me say it." His head began to sink.
"Well..."
"Drover, dogs were never meant to eat grass or salad or anything a rabbit would eat. You knew that, didn't you?"
"Yeah, and I tried to warn you, but you never listened."
I looked down at him and shook my head. "See, you're turning this thing around and trying to blame me for it."
"Well, you ate it."
"There you go again. You're accusing me of eating the very grass that made me sick? Is that what you're telling this court?"
"Yeah, and it's the truth."
I paced a few steps away, lost in deep thoughts. "Drover, there are many shades of truth. Our task here is to find the right shade that will allow you to take some responsibility for my own actions."
"You mean?"
I whirled around and faced him.
"Yes! Admit that mistakes were made, apologize for my actions, and let's get on with our lives."
He sniffled his nose and wiped a tear from his eye.
"Well, okay. I'm sorry you made such a dumb mistake."
"You really mean that?" He nodded. I rushed to his side and extended the paw of friendship. "Good for you. Here, let's shake on it. Drover, it takes a real dog to do what you just did."
"Well, I've always tried to be real."
"And you've succeeded. I'm proud of you, son. Don't you feel better already?" He worked up a smile.
"Yeah, but you know, I never felt all that bad to start with. You're the one who threw up."
Good point. "But you're feeling better about that?"
"Oh yeah, I thought it was funny as heck."
I stared at him. "What?"
"I didn't say anything."
"You did say something. Did you say it was funny as heck?"
"No, I said I sure like this gunny sack."
"Oh, yes, it's nice, isn't it?"
"Great sack."
This had turned into kind of a touching moment. I mean, we had worked our way through a crisis situation and had confronted Drover's problems head on. I placed a paw on his shoulder and gazed up at the darkening sky. "You know, son, in this crazy business, all we have is us, ourselves."
"Well, we've got fleas."
"I know, but at a deeper level, it's just you and me against the forces of evil. The only thing that keeps us going is the quality of our minds." Drover began to cough. "Did you choke on something?"
"Yeah, it's hard to swallow."
"Beware of swallowing, son. Don't forget, that's how you got us into this mess in the first place." And with that, we shut off the lights, turned off all our communication systems, and prepared for some well-deserved sleep.